Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
.560 Sports, WQAM, Tobin and Leroy have off this Memorial Day. Hopefully you are enjoying, and you'll enjoy them tomorrow no matter what, because it is going to be a hot show happening tomorrow. Game 7 tonight, 8:30 in Boston against the Celtics and the Heat. We're expecting Jimmy to play well. We're hoping Bam will play well. But Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, pretty good too. Maybe the stars just shine tonight. We expect that.
We expected that in Game 6 there, Cousin.
Yeah, I know. This is Game 7, though. This is Game 7. Who would be the wild cards, though? Who do you think tonight's wild card's going to be, especially for the Heat? Because I'm not really worried. We can talk about Derek White or whatever. Marcus Smart. Although Marcus Smart's a really good player, too. Who are the wild card, realistically, you think, tonight? The person that really, really helps give that a little extra boost, just get us over the top tonight when it comes to the Miami Heat.
Caleb Martin's consistent. I know people are making fun of the fact that, you know, Gabe Vincent's been consistent, missed game 5, came back game 6, even though he was 6 for 18, but at least he was a guy that was taking shots and being aggressive and stuff like that. So and he's been steady throughout the series. You ready for a wild card?
Mm-hmm.
K-Love.
Kevin Love.
Yep.
Playoff experience, championship pedigree.
He's been in game 7s before. He's known for the stop, even though Steph should have just taken him to the hole. But he's been there before. He's a champion. Let's see what's going on. Let's see. He didn't play game 6 at all. He's been very non-existent throughout this series. I think with the fact that you're not getting – if Bam is going to struggle like that, you're going to need Kevin Love. You're going to need maybe – Kevin Love with his picks, maybe with his rebounding, the outlet passes, maybe that way to get the offense
going. Couple easy points.
Easy points. Kevin Love is going to have to – I think Kevin Love will be an X factor in this game.
Oh, man, this could be the night to exercise all those demons over the past 2 years. Much maligned, sometimes not even heard from. Could this be the night that Duncan Robinson gets hot, starts making some threes, and puts us over the top, and all is forgiven, at least forgiven and forgotten – for now, because we paid you all that money, you haven't been that great, but on this one night, you came and balled out, hit a bunch of threes, gave us a boost, not just emotionally and psychologically, but on the scoreboard. This would be a great narrative if this were the Duncan Robinson game. And Duncan Robinson got some of those backdoor layups, but especially just got in fuego from three. I could see that happening. That's a great narrative. That's a great story. He's a great athlete. Duncan Robinson going off 5-6 threes, maybe something like that. A couple of backdoor layups, a couple free throws. Plays a little bit of defense. Maybe makes a defense stop.
I was very, very impressed that he played that whole fourth quarter. He really played that whole fourth quarter, and he really cutting. All of a sudden, Duncan Robinson is cutting to the lane, driving to the lane, showing there's a little bit more to his game, I guess, than other than just three-point shooting. But he had two wide-open looks. he had wide open looks.
He was not afraid to take those big shots. One of them, he said, he even was able to test the air before he shot. That's how wide open he was. Gotta make that, man. Gotta make that. But tonight, you can exercise all those demons. And tomorrow, the story will be Duncan Robinson, and everyone's going to say, you know, it was worth it. All the pain that we've been through with him, all the pain that he's been through, because, you know, he's not trying to mess up. He's not trying to miss shots. If he can make it all right tomorrow night, I don't know what day, and I'm like Eric Spoelstra, I don't know what day it is. If he can make it all right tonight, give us a boost, hit some big threes, maybe a couple of backdoor layups, play a little bit of defense, we can all say Duncan Robinson's still our guy. Paid him all that money. He won us this game. He saved us from making history. We're going on to play the Denver Nuggets. Okay. I could buy that. Caleb Martin. I hope Caleb Martin just stays consistently as good as he's been. I hope Gabe Vincent just stays as clutch and consistent as he's been. Hope Jimmy goes off for 40. I hope Bam gets his 20 and 11 or 20 and 14. But if Duncan Robinson could go out there, hit some big ones, I would definitely, definitely feel extremely confident in this Heat team and this Heat game. One game, that's it.
Let me ask you this.
Maybe Kevin Love?
Do you think that Heat fans just want to win this? They don't. I think Heat fans would rather win this and get swept by Denver. That's what they would rather do that. Like, that to them would be the season would be complete. The season would be a success.
Yes.
I think the season would be considered a success, but the way it would have ended.
Ooh, no, it would hurt too much.
Because it would hurt too much. The team literally ended the same way. They basically got the same result if they lost, the same result as last year's team. Last year's team was a number one. This year's team would have been an eight seed. With everything that happened throughout this season, the inconsistencies and everything, this unbelievable playoff run that they went, where they eliminated the number one seed, they eliminated my Knicks, and they had a 3-0 lead against Boston. But to get reverse swept, that would tarnish whatever you would have considered a successful season.
Yeah, a lot of questions would have to be asked, because for lack of not trying, I mean, they did try to get some guys, but Pat Riley and the Heat basically ran it back. The same team they had last year, basically the same team. And what happens if they lose by a shot tonight? Well, you had the same result. So you have to start asking, well, you didn't do anything in the offseason and nothing changed. You need to win tonight for it to be a successful playoff run and a successful season. A loss tonight would be devastating. Absolutely devastating. And I know you can look back and say, well, look what we did as an eight seed coming from the play-in game and doing all that. It would just hurt so bad, Vlad. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if I could forgive and forget.
You'll never forget.
But I'm saying, you know, once I get away from it, if I could look back and say, well, overall, though, you got to see
what
you see. I'd feel terrible.
You can never get away from this, bro.
I'd feel terrible, yeah.
You won't. Like, even if you win a champ, you can win next. Okay, you can win next season's championship, and it'll kind of, you know.
It'll soften the blow.
It'll soften the blow. You know, it's like a little aloe. But it's never going to go away. That thing's going to linger.
Because, like, teams have done that. Like, we talked about Virginia did that when they got first team to lose to the 16 seed. They came back the next year, won the national championship.
But guess what, though?
It seemed like things kind of came full circle. Yankees did win a championship.
But look what happens. Every time you – look what happened in this year's tournament, Dan. There was a lot of upsets, right?
Purdue got upset by a 16 seed.
Right. But then guess what? Every time they said – once they said Purdue got knocked out, right, what did they always refer to?
Virginia.
Exactly.
UMBC.
Because once you're the first in the bad side of history, you always will be referred to.
Yep. We can avoid that tonight. Let's play some basketball. 8:30. Guys, give me about 2.5 hours of hardcore, hard-nosed Heat basketball, and we can get out of there with those trophies. Let's get to the headlines from the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
8:30, Game 7. Heat, Celtics, TD Garden. History is on the line either way for the Heat. Let's make it that good history. Florida Panthers, they made history. Their second Stanley Cup, first one since 1996. They're going to play the Dallas Stars or the Las Vegas Golden Knights tonight. Those two teams face off in their Game 6 at 8 o'clock. Vegas leads that series 3-2. The Hurricanes baseball team, They fell 11-5 in the ACC tournament game yesterday to Clemson. They are going to host a regional, though, this coming weekend out in Coral Gables. If you get a chance, go on out there. It is a great atmosphere over there at Mark Light Park. Was it Mark Light Field at Alex Rodriguez Park?
Or Field?
Mark Light Field at Alex Rodriguez Park. I don't know. It's a great place. I love it. Go down. Titanic Metro Rail Boys will be out there. It'll be fun. ESPN's Max Kellerman and Lewis Riddick commented on how Tua Tagovailoa looks like he has bulked up this offseason. Miami opens their official season, regular season, against the Chargers September 10th. We've gone through the schedule and a lot of people. Are you one of those people, Vlad, that's angry that the Chiefs and the Dolphins are going to be playing in Frankfurt, Germany?
Yes,
are you
we
okay
talked
with
about
it?
That. Remember? We
I'm okay
about
with it.
No, I'm not.
I'm okay
that's messed up. This is a big game. That should have been an opener to me. Kansas City versus Miami. You have Tyreek going back against his old team, against his old fan base and everything. That should have been in the States. That should have been in Arrowhead, and this should have been a national televised game.
I'm not a fan of moving games to different continents to begin with, unless they're preseason games. Like, I mean, I guess, you know, it's for a lot of the overseas people that are soldiers, especially on this Memorial Day. Much love for them, but games in London, in Germany. I don't mind Mexico City so much, one a year. That's okay. I mean, the Heat actually played a Mexico City game earlier this season. At least you're still on the North American continent. It just seems like you're putting a lot of effort and putting a lot on the teams to go on over there. And like we always say, they don't play Premier League games over here, at least not regular season games. They play, friendlies. No other leagues really seem to come over here and play here. But yet we want to expand. I guess, you know, you are trying to expand the game. So there are some reasons behind it. But, yeah, I don't know. You kind of like the narrative of Tyreek Hill going into Arrowhead Stadium with all that's been said and done. It's interesting because Tyreek Hill could still say, you know, you guys didn't want to pay me. Kansas City can say we still want a championship without you. And see some, not bad blood, but, you know, intensity, I guess we'd call it. Intensity.
Yeah, like if Tyreek scores a touchdown and gives the peace sign, it's not going to mean anything to the Frankfurt fans.
Right.
But it would mean something in Arrowhead to the Chiefs fans. Like, they would boo him like crazy.
Although I did meet a Dolphins fan that's making the road trip to Frankfurt, Germany for the game. That's a good road trip.
Hey, man, you got money like that. Maybe you know who's going to go there? Maybe that guy who had the suite life yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Season tickets to the Dolphins, season tickets to the Heat.
Suite life, baby. That's a suite life.
I wonder what it's like to watch every single game from a suite.
It's a sweet life.
It's a sweet life. My problem, have you ever, yeah, of course, lad, you've been to the suites to watch games. My problem is, if I want to watch a game, I need to be in the stands. Because when I'm in the suite, there's just too many distractions.
Okay.
There's food, there's drinks, there's TVs,
there's
other people. Yeah, of course, there's bad ones.
There's always
in there.
Bad ones.
But, like, you catch yourself running out during a timeout to go grab a drink and some food, but by the time you get your food, your drink, maybe you talk to
a bad
one.
Well, it depends on what
the
suite.
Game's already started.
Maybe the suite already has food already there, so you don't have
to. Well, that's what I mean. No, there's food and drink in the suite. But, like, you know, they call, like, a 20-second timeout. You're like, oh, I'm going to go quick grab a drink. And then by the time you're back, it takes you 45, 50 seconds. You're trying to sit down again. So, you missed a play. It just you get distracted too easily in the suite.
In a game seven, right?
I gotta sit on the wood.
if it ain't wood, it's no good.
I don't want no third, fourth row.
If it ain't wood, it's no good.
If it's a game seven and I get offered,
that's a question.
Would you rather sit in the lower bowl or even the middle bowl, club level, or would you rather be in the suite?
Would you rather be in the suite or would you want to be in the stands with the fans?
I need to be in the stands with the fans. It's too important of a game. Now, you give me Cleveland.
No, I'm saying
Miami,
Boston, game
middle
seven.
Season. No, I got to be in the stands. I got to focus, man. I can't be boozing and cruising up there and missing plays and coming back the next day being like, oh, I don't know, man. I got to be in the stands. I got to be locked in. I get easily distracted, man.
On a game seven, you can't be distracted.
That's why
you
I need to be in
focused.
The stands. That's why I want to be
or
in the stands.
Bob would like to say focused.
Oh, you said say it in Spanish. Say it in Spanish. No, I really do. I mean, if you offered me right now, like, I can get you in. You can either sit in the stands with the fans, okay seats, not great, or in the suite, I'll say game seven tonight, put me in the stands.
Yo, text. Oh, yeah, Texas, what would you do?
Like I said, I'm a suite guy.
Would you want to be in the stands?
For regular season.
Or would you take a suite? Therefore, if the team loses, nobody has to see your pain and anguish. And you can yell, and you could just you don't want to destroy suites. Probably cost some money to get that suite, but You can actually just, you know, be with yourself and unleash fury or enthusiasm. Would you rather that, or would you want to be with the other, you know, with the other crazy locals?
I need to be with my people, man.
So you want to be with the crazy locals?
Yeah, throwing beers and hugging random people and just having a good time in the stands. Arvarici 804 brings up a good point. A lot of people are saying Jimmy's not playing that good because he has a romantic link with Shakira. Shakira was at the game the other night. They did say hello to each other.
So
her son dressed up as Jimmy Butler for Christmas. She lives here in South Florida.
Whoa. I didn't know all of this.
Oh, yeah. It's a narrative.
More is coming out?
It's a narrative.
More is coming out, huh?
But I don't know if that's really if that's the reason why Jimmy Butler hasn't been shooting so well. I think it has more just to do with defenses.
Those
and
hips don't lie, boy.
I mean, a lot of people have asked me about this, so I'm bringing it up. In full disclosure, yes, he and Shakira seem like they do know each other in some way, shape, or form. And like I said, her son did dress as Jimmy Butler for Halloween. She said hello to him at the game. He said hello to her before the game.
Hola.
Mm-hmm. So I don't think that's a narrative. But now if she's at the game tonight, then
if she flies into Boston.
There's some smoke there, man. There's some smoke there. Hips don't lie, man. But no, I don't think that's the reason why. But could be wrong. I don't know though. I would feel as though good loving would give you even better play.
Jelly legs.
Is that why Jimmy looks a little tired?
Yeah, I mean, dude, you know, that's why they tell boxers not to, you know.
Oh, you're not supposed to?
No.
Oh, that flies in the face of everything I've ever known and done. Maybe if I become celibate, I'll be better on the radio and better at life. No, we'll see.
If you were celibate,
might be forced upon me at one point sometime. You know the way I act.
Celibate, you would have a different shirt on.
Yeah, that's true too. If I was celibate, I would be wearing a different shirt today than I was yesterday, and maybe the day before. I don't know. I'm in all over the place. Oh goodness! Yuri Perez pitched 5 innings, giving up 2 hits and no runs as the Marlins shut out the Angels 2-0. Tomorrow, the Padres are in town. First pitch is at 6:40. Vlad said he thinks the Marlins are going to sweep the Padres.
Dude, you don't think Fernando Tatis is not going to be at a club right now this week tonight?
Fernando Tatis needs to keep toxins out of his body. That's what he needs to do.
Well, you don't think there's a lot of toxins in South Florida?
There's a lot of toxins in
Manny
South
Machado,
Florida.
Manny Machado, Juan Soto.
Well, Manny Machado's from Hialeah, so he's probably going to be like at the Hooters in Hialeah tonight.
Watching the Heat?
Yeah.
Okay.
That would be something. Of course, I love that Hooters in Hialeah. If you see Manny Machado wolfing down some wings and
I love that Hooters too.
Drinking a beer, yeah, the people there are great. I love it. So maybe they're living the life. I mean, they are from San Diego, though. You can kind of live the life Mission Beach area in San Diego, too.
Yeah, but that Mission Beach ain't like South Beach, boss.
It's different. Yeah, it's different.
Yeah, that's more laid back.
But, I mean, baseball is one of those sports that getting hammered and crazy and out of control, it actually helps you play better because you slow down and you don't overthink things.
Give them something in the dugout, in the clubhouse the next day. They'll be all right.
I've seen some baseball players do some wild things and go out there and ball, man.
I've seen them do a lot of craziness. And then, you know, back in the days, they used to take greenies and all that stuff. Yeah, it'll be all right.
I had a friend who was a Major League Baseball pitcher for a couple of years, and he said that when we went to the rookie symposium, they said, if you're going to go out and party all night like in South Beach, it's better if you take MDMA than drink alcohol because you won't be hungover the next day. Whew! Okay. Baseball, baby.
That's ecstatic to know.
Jeff Newgarden won his first Indy 500 yesterday. He is the first American to win the race since 2016. With that being said, let's fast track it all the way to the day spa. A British woman has dropped out of med school because she now makes around $7,000 a week selling her spit online. I dropped out of med school too, man. Why can't we get jobs like that? I mean, I'm not knocking the jobs we have. I love it.
She's selling saliva?
I kind of left out other bodily fluids, but mostly spit. Mostly spit.
Oh, she's selling.
It just said mostly spit and other body products, body fluids. But it's mostly spit, they said. She says she doesn't get out of bed for less than $1,500. Why can't I get a side hustle like that? Or
saying,
that'd be my straight hustle.
There's a lot of weird people in this world, man. A lot of people with kinks. That's just all I'm saying.
Why can't I? I'd make that my main hustle, and then this would just be fun, man. Every day, all the time, just having a good time.
She's selling spit.
Online, $7,000 a month. A week. I'm sorry. Not a month. I wish a month. I'll take $7,000 a month. A week.
I can't wait. Grown people.
You know, I hear about these people that pay exorbitant amounts of money for, like, weird stuff. Man, I wish I could be that weird. I wish I could afford to be that weird. But no, no. Oh, tonight, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and the Boston Celtics try to make history. Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, Caleb Martin, Eric Spoelstra try to avoid a bad history.
Don't want this pain, man.
How are they going to do it? We will discuss that and more next here on the Tobin and Leroy Show, 560 WQAM.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Happy Memorial Day! Tobin and Leroy taking the day off, getting ready for tonight and tomorrow. It is going to be a cattywampus. Huge Game 7 tonight. Historic Game 7 tonight. Tomorrow, whoo! Leroy! Wildness. You'll be here for all the fun, Vlad. It's going to be buck wild. I'm not sleeping.
Well, absolutely.
I didn't really sleep last night that much, as you can tell if you watch our show. Sports day, noon to four, weekends. I'm wearing the same shirt from yesterday, exact same clothes, and my hair is a little greasier than it was yesterday. Tonight, probably not much more different. I might take a shower when I get home from Funky Buddha, though. And then...
You might? You should.
I probably will. Probably will. I don't know, though.
You start celebrating.
You should. You start celebrating the Heat's win. You don't want to get in the shower all messed up and slipping and falling, you know. Oh, man. Starting to get too old for all the slips and falls. Back when I was young and I fell, I'd be like up and no problem. Now I fall and like I'm down for 2 weeks, man. It's just one of those things. So I don't know. I'm going to see. I think no matter what, I might just bring a beer with me in the shower and celebrate in the shower real quick, get myself clean, and then get back out. But I'm off tomorrow, so maybe I could just wake up in the morning tomorrow or party all night, take a little nap, take a shower, go to the beach, get some more sleep, have a good time tomorrow, post-celebration of the Heat winning. I do want to ask you this, Vlad. We, much maligned, made fun of Joe Mazzulla for just not knowing what he's doing. He's still a rookie coach. He's got a lot of growing to do. Oh, yeah. He hasn't looked as dunderheaded, though, I have to admit, in the past three games. I mean, winning makes you look a little less dunderheaded. Still, he can't figure out a way to get Jason Tatum involved towards the end of games. Whatever. And we did give him some credit, but to the same point, not as much credit. Like, oh, well, it is a good thing that he challenged that Jimmy Butler three, because if he wouldn't have challenged, they could not have put time back on the clock. Because, you see, Jimmy Butler, they were going to review whether it was a three or two when Al Horford fouled him. But unless you call the timeout and challenge, that's all they can look at. When he challenged, they can look at the whole play. Therefore, they put the seconds back on the clock. Therefore, Derek White gets the layup. He did do a good job of telling his players to crash the boards. It sounds pretty common sense, though. I mean, you know, I'm supposed to, and he should have challenged the play because there's only 3 seconds left. You had timeouts to burn. So in a way, he kind of backed his way into making the right decisions. But if they win tonight, does that change the narrative that he's a good coach, or does it change the narrative that they're winning kind of in spite of him?
I mean, that's tough because they were ready to let him go, like you said, after game three, after the blowout victory by the Heat.
He said some goofy things,
and
too.
The thing about it is, if you understood what he was trying to do, but the way he said it, it was like, well, if I'm already feeling that you're the cause of this disarray, these losses, and the team being down 0-3, and you're saying that it's your fault for not having the team ready to play, then when they get eliminated, I'm going to look at you taking accountability. And that's all he was doing. He was trying to take accountability. But instead, there's sometimes when you take accountability, there's just certain phrases, you know, certain words you don't say. I would say we instead of I. Unless it's literally me. I don't think Joe Mazzulla didn't have them ready. I just don't think they were ready those first three games. Then they didn't make the plays that they needed to down the stretch to win game one and game two, and they didn't appear in the second half in game three. No, they didn't appear at all in game three. But somehow, some way, they figured it out. Second half of game four, they figured it out, and they haven't looked back.
He flooded the lane. That made a big deal.
You saw that the team was not – they're not falling for Jimmy's pump fakes anymore.
No, he'll pump fake 3-4 times, and they just stay there.
And they stay there, and when you're not moving and you're not fouling – then it's kind of hard because now you're going against long-ass Time Lord Robert Williams, and the guys are blocking shots. You notice Jimmy's shots have been getting blocked clean by a lot of these players, including Derek Wright. Grant Williams got a block in game four. Robert Williams has been getting blocked. So the Celtics have done a better job of being disciplined on defense when they're defending against Jimmy. They've done a great job against Bam. But this is Boston. I don't think Heat fans should be afraid or scared. I think you're afraid and scared of what the outcome could be, but not because you think Boston's going to clearly beat you. You've proven that you were the better team the first three games. These last three games, it's been very difficult, but you had a chance to win with 3 seconds left. I don't think the Heat are scared going into Boston. I don't think it should be playing into their minds that how they lost game six. Just go out there, play your best 48 minutes, and then live with the results.
What got us to game seven? Game one, game two, and definitely game three. The Heat are the better team.
In the series.
Game four, game five, Boston's the better team. Game six comes down to who made the last basket. That's how you get to game seven. Now game seven, could it be a Memorial Day massacre?
We've seen it before. Ask the Lakers. But that was game one.
I could see the Heat going in there and catching fire. Like I said, Duncan Robinson starting nailing threes and Jimmy being Jimmy and all of a sudden just rolling over the Boston Celtics and saying, all along, we told you we were going to win this series. All along, we got this. All along, we're doing this together. And then the Celtics just giving up the ghost and saying, hey, you know what? We used up all of our energy to win these last three games and get this to game seven. We've used it all up. We're tapped out. I could see a Memorial Day massacre. I expect it to be a little closer, but Game 7s are silly. They're funny. Sometimes the stars don't align for the epic Game 7. Sometimes it is, like Heat Colt said, Memorial Day massacre time against the Celtics.
It could be nasty. It could be a nasty evening, man. Going back to work in the school after feeling all good a week ago, and now you have that stomach. Yeah, oh, my God. You get reversed.
How relieved are you tonight when the Heat win?
Whew. I'm just going to be relieved for y'all. Whew. I'm not going to be relieved. I'm like, all right, I'm still going to watch the finals.
That's another question I want to ask. If you're a diehard Heat fan, are you watching
the
finals?
You're not watching the finals. You're not watching unless you're
Are you still going to see what Denver and Boston have to offer?
Nah, ladies, guess what? South Florida wives and girlfriends, if the Heat lose tonight, you're going to be going out a lot these next 2 weeks.
You're going to have a lot more time with your significant other.
Oh, absolutely. You want to go see any movie? You want to see Downton Abbey? If there was a movie, you know, if they had a movie, you'd be able
to see it. But is that because it hurts too much, or is it just because you don't care?
You want to go see a play? Hamilton? Cats?
Go to the museum? Let's go to the Frost Museum.
Let's go to Broward Performing Center.
The Arst Center.
Kids, you want to go get ice cream? You want to go to, you want to go see,
Honey,
Little Mermaid?
Honey,
let's go.
You've been working hard these past couple of weeks, and I maybe haven't been pulling my weight. I'm here for you now. Till the Panthers play.
Baby, you want me to clean the gutters?
Till the Panthers play.
Clean the pipes.
Every other day, a couple days, you know, I got to relax, you know.
No, you don't want none of that. Because you watch basketball, you're going to watch the Celtics, or you're going to start thinking about that. That should have been you guys.
So it hurts
too much. And then you'll root for Denver even more. That's the other thing.
Yeah, I don't see a situation where you cheer for the guy that put you out of the playoffs. I don't see that happening.
Well, I'm cheering for you guys.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, I mean, it does happen. That's only because you're playing the opponent that I hate more than, you know, you. So,
it's going to be one of
my
enemies,
my friend.
One of those nights at about 8:30, butterfly's going to be in my stomach. I just wish we could get there. Let's just get there. Let's go. Let's play this game. Let's get it going. Let me get home. Let me take a shower. Let me drink some. It's tonight. I've decided it's a Jameson night. I'm going to start drinking Jameson. No beer for me tonight, man. I got some Jameson.
Victory or defeat, still a Jameson night?
Yeah, win or lose, we booze. That's the way I look at it right there. But I'm a little nervous. I'm a little nervous. And I would be nervous no matter what. It's game seven. It's for all the marbles. When I say all the marbles in the East to go to the NBA Finals. Yeah. Whew, man. It is going to be exciting. It's going to be fun.
You're nervous.
I am. And I'm even more nervous because we were up 3-0 in the series. I'd be a little less nervous if it had been, you know, like 1-1, 2-2. 3-2, 3-3, I would be a little less nervous, but this history stuff's got me kind of spooked a little bit. And I'm not saying I don't have the guts. I'm not saying I don't believe. I'm just saying with the possibility, seems like there's just a little more on the line than the Eastern Conference Finals tonight. That's the way I feel.
3-0.
I know.
You might be reverse swept.
But I'm thinking.
Not a feeling you want, man.
The Celtics expended all their energy trying to get this to Game 7. And the Heat, they got enough in the tank. 8:30 tonight. Let's get both South Florida teams into the finals and let the chips fall where they may.
I'm very happy that in the, you know, throughout most of the show, we haven't really gone on the guy that really needs to step up the most tonight. I know we all said Jimmy, but
we know who it is.
We know who it is. It's the guy that the barometer.
Three letters.
The BAM barometer, B-A-M. Baby.
BAM. We're going to talk about that next here on 560 WQAM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter. And Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tobin and Leroy show on a Memorial Day. Going to run you until 2 o'clock. Then Hawk and Crowder and Solana going to be taking over. Of course, we've got the call of the game tonight. Starts at 7 o'clock. Alejandro Solana going to have preheat for you. Tommy Tighe with the pregame. Jason Jackson and Amy Audibert going to be on the call. Then post-game celebration with Tommy Tighe and Alejandro Solana. They're going to bring you that trophy presentation. The Larry Bird and the Bob Cousy coming back here to South Florida. Ooh, that's going to be an extra little salt on the wound for all those Celtics fans tonight. But one way we have to go to get to there is through Bam Adebayo. It has been tried and true. I have said it all postseason long. There is one thing and one thing that you really need to look at in any Heat game, and it is the Bam barometer. Bam Adebayo, it's held true for every single game. He plays well, the Heat win. He plays ho-hum or even average, the Heat lose. And you might say, he had a double-double last game, 11 points, 13 rebounds. Yeah, that was in a lot of minutes, and more is needed from your star player or a star player on the team than 11 points and 13 rebounds. You need 20 points, 25 points, 15 rebounds. You need big play from Bam Adebayo. So I'll tell you again, like I did last game, if you look up towards the end of the third quarter and you're saying, man, Bam's having himself a night, you can start feeling really good about yourself. If you look up and you say, Bam really hasn't been doing anything this game, you better hope Jimmy Butler is having one of those epic, historic nights. It's scary. You think Bam is due for one. He hasn't been that great, obviously. They've lost the past three games. Bam, tonight is the night. Get aggressive. Be aggressive. Do you think Eric Spoelstra has game planned anything special to maybe get Bam a little more involved a little early in the game, Vlad? I'm thinking yes. As much as they're going to say, you know, we're toeing the line, we're going to play our game, we're going to do what we want to do, I think Spo's wise enough to say we really do need Bam to get going. Jimmy, you get going, but at the same time, let's keep an eye out for Bam. Let's get Bam involved. Maybe call a couple of plays for Bam.
I'd say that they're gonna build Cartwright Bam early in the game. If you know what that means, if during the Bulls run, they always got Bill Cartwright like four or five early looks to get him going so that he's contributing. Mm-hmm. But I think they're gonna get Bam looks so that he can get in the flow of the offense immediately. I think Bam should play 48 minutes as well. I don't think you guys want to see Cody Zeller take the court at all, unless there's foul trouble or anything like that. But Bam is going to get the ball early, and he's going to have to produce.
Do you see Jimmy coming out and being super aggressive, or Jimmy being one of those guys, kind of like what LeBron did, where he gets everybody else involved,
right,
then he gets himself going?
I think Jimmy tried to do that on Saturday, and then it took him a while to get going.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jimmy knows what he needs to do. He's going to do what needs to be done in order to get this team over the hump. I think the importance is, I think he's going to try to get Bam involved early, because if Bam gets involved, then it's going to make his job a little bit more easier as well.
Do you feel as though maybe Jimmy finally figured things out towards the end of the game and all of a sudden started getting to the line, started getting some looks, starting getting some things going? Maybe he's figured things out. Maybe he's cracked the code of the Boston Celtics, or at least cracked his own code in his mind on how to get off and score some big-time points and to be the dominant playoff Jimmy that we're used to. I think he figured some things out. I think it's not that simple. But at the same time, I do think some of that does carry over to this game, and I think Jimmy is going to be able to have a big game using some of the things that he learned from this past game six, especially towards the end.
Your superstar, last game of the season, I think he's going to step up. I know I said that on Saturday. It took him a little bit to get going, but I think you don't have to worry about Jimmy.
Mm-mm.
I don't think you have to worry about Jimmy. Is number 13 going to be there for you? Is he going to give you that good in-and-out double-double? Not that bad double-double. I need that in-and-out double-double with special fries. You know what I mean? The animal fries. I need that type of Bam tonight. Can't have the 13 points, 10 rebound Bam.
Right. And being not very aggressive and effective. That's why I would say don't get nervous if Jimmy doesn't have a huge first quarter, because he may be trying to get everybody else going. Then that'll get him going. He's going to get himself going, because he knows at the end of the game he's going to need to have all the juice left to make this big run and make this big push. But if you can get Bam going early and Bam start feeling himself and Bam pulling down them big boy rebounds, playing some great defense, scoring some big points, then everything else just starts to fall in line. The shooters get a little more open. The looks get a little bit better. Jimmy has a little more room to roam. The score looks a little easier on the Heat's eyes. God, we need this, man. We need Bam Adebayo. If you're going to have a good game, tonight is the night. Don't save it for later. Now is the time. And I'm telling you, look up. Bam has a good game. Middle, late, third quarter.
There is no later if you don't win tonight.
Nope. That's it. I don't want you saving yourselves. Don't save yourselves for the NBA Finals. Get yourself to the NBA Finals, and then we'll figure it all out from there in a couple of days on Thursday. That's going to be game one of the NBA Finals. Bam is going to need – I'm not. What do we need from Bam tonight to not ensure victory?
I told you, the good in-and-out double-double.
Like I need
23,
20, yeah.
12, and – either 5-6 assists. I need, you know what I want? I want a full stat. I want the stat sheet to look full. You know what I mean? Like, I want 2 blocks, 3 steals. I need a complete effort from Bam.
I mean, if Bam has a triple-double, Heat are going on to the NBA Finals. No question about it. Bam has a big boy.
I don't want to guarantee it, but there's probably a more likelihood that if he has a triple-double, and he's just effective, and he's put it in his impact in the game. Yeah, the Heat should have a great chance of advancing to the NBA Finals.
I'll leave the guarantees to Jimmy Butler, who we trust. But I will tell you, if Bam has a triple-double, I'm willing to bet that a lot, too, that the Heat are in to the NBA Finals. Bam's got to be aggressive. He's got to get it going. We got to draw up some plays for him. Don't let him do it alone. We're a team. We get it all together. We get it going. I'm sure Spo has addressed that. I'm sure Spo is making it happen. Jimmy Butler's probably making it a point to get the ball to Bam early and often to get him going because, like I said, it opens up everything else so much. He starts hitting that little mid-range jumper. He starts getting dunks. And, you know, when you do good on the – and a lot of people say, you know, it shouldn't affect one, shouldn't affect the other, but you start doing good on the offensive side, and that defensive intensity just picks up a little bit more, just a little bit more, and you start playing a little bit better, and all of a sudden everyone's now involved, and we got it going on. And we know at the end of the game, Jimmy Butler, he's going to find a way to make it happen, to make it Jimmy time. That's why I feel good about tonight. That's why I feel as though we got a very good chance of beating the Boston Celtics and going on to the NBA Finals. But once again, Bam, I need 24 points from Bam.
I like it.
15, 16 rebounds, and like I said, 8-7 assists.
I need 55, 60 points between the two stars.
Yep.
Between Bam and Jimmy.
Yep. I need 60 points between the two stars.
I mean.
It sounds crazy, but.
I'm saying 55 to 60.
55 to 60. Yep, it's got to be in that range. Look, you're not going to win a game 7 without your stars. And if one of them doesn't show up, guarantee the other two stars are going to show up on the other side. They're going to show up.
They showed up game 6.
They
had 57?
When they needed them, they were there.
They had 57 points combined between Jaylen Brown. And that's the other thing. Jaylen Brown's starting to get his game back. He struggled throughout this series.
I don't know if he was hurt. I don't know if he just figured him out.
I don't know if he had fallen on his shoulder. I don't know if his shoulder was banged up early in the series. But he's starting to become Jaylen Brown, all NBA second team player.
Yep.
Getting his shots, playing good defense, attacking the rim. If he gets going and JT gets going, and then all you need is one player. And to me right now, a guy that they're trusting, Dan, is Derek White.
Marcus Smart, too.
Marcus Smart's always going to give you that. Marcus Smart's a weird player because he's either going to play you out of a game or he's going to play you into a win.
He gets involved.
When he gets involved.
Emotionally.
And he's their emotional leader. This is a game he did in game 6. He scored 20 points and he hit they weren't shooting a three-pointer at all, but he was the only one that seemed to be hitting threes. And though he played well, and I texted you, and I was like, oh, here he is. He's making an impact. Old man's making an impact. But then towards the end of the game, you started
– He had a big block, yeah.
He had made a mistake. But Al Horford's going to make plays.
He made some plays in that game. And he also made some bad plays.
He made a couple bad plays. Jimmy went at him. And it was kind of the irony that Jimmy went at him on that three-pointer because – if you remember last year, game 7, Jimmy had a chance of either going to the lane, to the basket to try to tie the game or taking the three. And the only person that was stopping him from going to the lane was Al Horford, who was backing up. And then that's why he took the pull-up three. So,
well, Jimmy says over and over that he wanted to end it on a three.
Yeah, he wanted it on a three. So it was funny.
Is that true? Maybe.
It was funny that it was Al Horford once again. But this time, instead of Al Horford backing up, he actually guarded Jimmy. And Jimmy got a three-point attempt. And he was fouled. Al Horford's going to come play. And it's going to make an impact. The crowd is going to be crazy. You got to. That is fine. That we have to understand.
That's fine.
So they're going to have to. The Heat are going to have to just. If they can handle the first quarter, that first 6 minutes, that rush that the crowd is going to give Boston, and Boston's going to want to, you know, set the tone. If they can withstand that, I think we're going to have a close game, a tough close game. Tough close game. A nail biter. Oh, man, get the Tums ready, baby.
But none of it is possible if your two big stars do not have big games. Is this a big game? You need big stars having big games. Bam. Jimmy. You got Spo. He's like part of their big three right there, because you feel as though Spo gives you an advantage anytime
Spo,
he's coaching.
Spo can't lose this to the Missoula, bro. That's a bad stain on Spo's jacket. That's a nasty stain on the Spo's jacket if you lose to, you know, Joe Missoula.
Last year you lost to Ime Udoka.
Yeah, but Ime looked the part. He looked like a coach.
At the end of the season. At the beginning of the season, not so much.
I liked Ime from the beginning. He just looked like he wanted to snuff every one of those bumps in Boston. He looked like he really wanted to punch those players.
Don't want to start growing habits of where we lose to Boston in the playoffs year after year after year.
Can't
where
let
they
Joe
own us.
Mazzulla start Can't becoming a coach now.
How you going to let Vanilla Ice get you? Come on, man. Spo, coach
Joe
him into
Mazzulla?
A corner. Coach him into a corner, Spo. Coach him into a corner. You got the coaching advantage. Now you just need Jimmy and Bam and those guys to go out there and execute. We haven't talked about one certain Heat player and whether or not he will have an impact on the game tonight. Vlad and I will discuss that next. This is the Tobin and Leroy Show on 560 WQAM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.